Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of folks chiming in on social media and via the text line. Andrew Ullerice told me, do not take this bet with Lonzo. The bet was either the Lakers make, if the Lakers fail to make the playoffs, I get a steak dinner on Lonzo, which I'm going to need to pay for the steak dinner that I'm going to owe Josh Phillips when Clemson doesn't lose to South Carolina. And then we've had my main man, Billy Pappas at GC Billy, say that his walk-off music is Magic Man by Heart. Magic Man by Heart. So Shannon Somerville of Fox Carolina joined us earlier. We played her walk-up song, which was what, Lonzo? It was something by Red
Love
Hot Chili
Peppers. Love Roller Coaster.
Love Roller Coaster by Red Hot Chili Peppers. We played my walk-up song, which was the brilliant Unstoppable by the group ES Posthumous. You've never heard of it, but if you listen to it, you'll love it.
Is that from a video game, by the way? Because it sounds like it would be from a video game soundtrack.
Not that I know of. It's kind of like, you know, what is the they're similar to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, kind of, you know, their style of music. And then Lonzo had like an old man walk-up song, but what else would you expect? Right.
Again, it had sentimental value. Owner of a Lonely Heart has sentimental value. And so what you're doing is you're trying to crush my heart, which you try to do every day, but you're not going to do
only
it.
Only a Lonely Heart would have that song as their walk-up song in baseball. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Hey, in any case, it is time to do a little ditty we call the Top 3 at 3 on episode 19 of Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. The Top 3 at 3 starts now. All right, how do Clemson assistants sleep at night, ladies and gentlemen? They sleep on a total bed of cash. And why, oh why, do I say that? That is because they're among the highest paid assistant coaches in the country. And let me tell you what, Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott are happy men today. They have received raises. Co-offensive coordinators have received raises of $150,000. You know, it really burns your brownies when someone gets a raise of more money than you make total, right? They get a raise of $150,000. Congratulations to Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott. Well deserved. Now Dabo Swinney is awaiting his increase, because who can live on $6 million a year, right? But Dabo Swinney is going to get a bump on his $6 million a year. Brent Venables is the second highest paid assistant in the FBS with a salary of $2.2 million. The only one who supersedes him is Dave Aranda of LSU. 21 FBS assistant coaches make more than $1 million in 2018, but only Ohio State had three assistant coaches making at least $1 million. And credit to Dabo Swinney here, because you know what you see with Alabama is there's such turnover in their assistant coaches year after year after year, and occasionally it really hurts Alabama. A point could be made that it hurt them in the national championship game against Clemson this year, in which they lost by four touchdowns, right? But when you are Clemson and when you can afford to pay assistant coaches this much, you retain the continuity that helps you be so successful. And I love that Dabo Swinney gets this. And I love the fact that he's paying his top assistants head coaching money. Because if you're living in a great place like Clemson, South Carolina, if you're working for a great coach for the number one program on one of the prettiest campuses in the entire country, right? Life can be a lot worse than making $1 million a year and living at Clemson. Pay your assistants like head coaches, and why would they ever want to leave? Dabo Swinney, his smartest move. You know, I always say one of the smartest things people can do is know what they don't know, right? Dabo Swinney knows that his assistants know more about their respective side of the ball than he does, and they can coach the team and the players better on that side of the ball. In terms of the coaching staff, in terms of being co-offensive coordinators, those guys did a fantastic job this year. Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott worked so well together. Congratulations to Clemson for locking up Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott and well-deserved raises for those two. Next up, by the way, have you seen the NBA All-Star Game rosters as selected by one LeBron James? This is absolutely hilarious. You know, they have this new format in the NBA right now, right? Where the leading vote getters on each side, LeBron and Giannis, get to draft their own All-Star teams. Folks, I mean, this is pure comedy. LeBron James should announce that he'll be here all week. Here are his first six All-Star Game selections. And wipe that smile off your face, Lonzo. Here are his first selections. Now, pay close attention to the upcoming status in the offseason of the players LeBron has selected here. First overall pick, Kevin Durant, free agent. Second overall pick, Kyrie Irving, free agent. Third overall pick for LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, free agent. James Harden with the fourth pick is under contract. It's a crime that he lasted until the fourth overall pick. At number five, Anthony Davis, about to be traded. At number six, Klay Thompson of the Warriors, free agent. Are you kidding me? This is the biggest sham of an all-star roster I've ever heard in my life. This isn't an all-star roster. This is a LeBron James recruiting pitch weekend that is coming up here next weekend. You know, what he's doing is he's just drafting the guys so he can have six guys that he puts a bug in their ear. Hey, wouldn't it be great to play together? The guy is colluding throughout the NBA anyway, and I'll tell you what, executives throughout the league are none too pleased with how he colluded with Anthony Davis, to the point that their general manager, Dell Demps, was begged by other general managers in the league not to deal with the Los Angeles Lakers in this matter. Hey, but here's the reality of the situation. If you were LeBron James, you're going to tell me you wouldn't be doing the exact same thing? Yeah, right.
Hey, this is a dream team, and you know what it proves to me? The Greek Freak doesn't know how to pick a team. That's what it proves to me. He could have picked those other guys. He did not do that.
Well, he could have picked those guys, and he didn't do that. And LeBron James did a heck of a job not just drafting his team, but drafting the Lakers of the next 3 or 4 years. Hell of a job by LeBron James flirting with upcoming free agents. I think he drafted James Harden just to try to get the scent off of that, right? Just to say, hey, not all my guys are free agents.
Well, he got all the best players. You might as well take Harden, too. I mean, you know.
And finally, Kyler Murray is going to be at the Combine. He's going to be at the Combine. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I love the Combine. Where else can you find a bunch, all of us grown men crowded around a television to watch a bunch of men in tights? So there you have it. Kyler Murray is going to be at the Combine. And look, I think short quarterbacks are one of the best values in the NFL draft because everybody sleeps on them, right? Drew Brees. I got a who's who list of short quarterbacks all under 6 feet, right? Counting down from 5 to 1. Fran Tarkington, Sonny Jurgensen, Doug Flutie, Russell Wilson, and Drew Brees. All outstanding playmakers, all under 6 feet, all didn't have an issue, and actually had fewer batted passes from the defensive line than other taller quarterbacks. Are you kidding me? I mean, Kyler Murray, give this guy a pass. He's on a very, very exclusive list of players for me, right? Here are the athletes presently that I will drop whatever I'm doing when they're on TV. Kyler Murray, the Greek Freak Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, and Pat Mahomes to kiss up to Lonzo, Kansas City Chiefs fan. Those are the only four guys that I will drop whatever I'm doing. Whatever I'm doing, I will drop to watch them do their thing and do their thing live. I think sports fans, we deserve to see Kyler Murray get to play football. Rumor has it he likes baseball. He loves playing quarterback. And look, if you want to be anonymous and you want to play it safe, play baseball. If you want to take a chance and be a household name, play football. I asked Lonzo the other day on the air to name as many Oakland A's as he could. Couldn't name one. Couldn't name one. So be a 273, 15 steals hitter that's totally anonymous, or be the starting quarterback of an NFL team. Do you play it safe? I mean, is Kyler Murray making the right decision here, folks? I'll be real with you. I'm not a play it safe guy. I've never been. I was in a safe position in Houston, right? Teaching pays very, very well in the state of Texas. So I was a teacher in Houston, Texas, and I was a part-time sports radio show host for Sports Radio 610 in Houston. The safe thing for me to do would have been to stay there, right? You've got a stable income. You're never going to get fired as a teacher, ever. You'll never get fired as a teacher unless you do something completely dumb, right? And I was a radio show host in Houston, and I could have stayed there and been a teacher and a part-time radio show host forever. So, but I came here, and you take a risk, and you roll the dice because you want to chase what you love doing in your life. You want to chase your passion, right? The idea that I could help grow ESPN Upstate, a station that's only been around since 2014, was incredibly appealing to me. So no, I'm not play-it-safe guy. What would you have done if you're Kyler Murray? Those are today's top three at three. We had Clemson re-upping its assistant coaches and giving everyone a raise. LeBron James, with the sham of all shams, drafting nothing but free agents in his all-star selections. And Kyler Murray, is he making the right call? Those are today's top three at three, and now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The Health There text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with ESPN, and then get to the rest of your message. You can tweet us at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air, Mark is with a C, at ESPN Upstate. You can also email us at markryan@espnupstate.com, and we will read your emails on the show as we've done so far today. All right, coming up next, I've got five bold predictions on the 2019 NFL season. A couple of them involve teams that you care deeply about, and I'll share those five bold predictions with you next. He's Lonzo, I'm Mark, and we are Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. You're Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. So, you know, proving my point that sometimes the commercial break conversations are as interesting and entertaining as the on-air conversation, Lonzo just tells me during the break. So we have, I believe her name is Mandy Rose, and we have her on, coming on from the WWE. Lonzo is wetting himself about this, and I decided, you know, we got this email. Do you want to have Mandy Rose on? And I said, I'll throw Lonzo a bone. He's working hard. I'll throw him a bone. And then Lonzo says to me, and we'll see if he's accurate, because Mandy Rose is coming on Tuesday at 2:20. Tuesday at 2:20, she'll be on our show, Mandy Rose from WWE. And Lonzo thinks that as soon as I hear her voice, like I was telling Lonzo, I said, you realize, Lonzo, you're going to be doing that whole interview. Like, I don't know anything about it. I agreed to do this for you, Lonzo. Okay. And Lonzo's theory is that as soon as I hear Mandy Rose's voice, I'm going to take over the rest of the interview. Like, you think it's going to be that appealing to me, do you, Lonzo?
I've known you a month. I guarantee this is going to happen. And you will try to fight it, but you can't help yourself. And you'll be reaching across the board asking for my questions so you can continue the
Where's interview. That paper with all those questions, yeah. Lonzo? Where are those papers with all those questions?
Well, my producer didn't have it ready for me. You know, I wrote all this stuff out. Get it to me right now.
Yeah, it'll probably be something like that. So we will see. If you hear a guy tripping over his words and like trying to hog the interview from Lonzo, that means that Lonzo is probably right next Tuesday. Okay, we will soon see. But Mandy Rose from the WWE is set to be joining us next Tuesday at 2:20. Full confessional, had no idea who she was before this came about yesterday. Okay, no idea.
We're going to learn you. We are. You're in the South. You got to like wrestling. You got to.
Okay. Well, we will learn that indeed. I look forward to learning that. Okay.
I still think it's funny you get an email from the boss. I don't mean to interrupt you, and you think it's a request. I think that's cute.
Listen, I take things, Lonzo, at face value. There's a couple things you're going to learn about me, and our audience will learn them as well. I'm an ask forgiveness before I ask permission guy. Okay. Always. Better to ask forgiveness than permission. You ask permission, they say no. You ask forgiveness, it means, hey, I didn't know. I just was kind of ballsy and did it anyway, right? Secondly, I take things at face value. If there's a question mark at the end of boss's email, I feel I have the option to say no, right? Would you like to interview Mandy Rose? Initial response, no. Then I think, you know what? Lonzo could really use a pick-me-up. He's worked really, really hard on the show. Yes, he'll wet himself about this opportunity. But
you
why
really
not?
Need to stop throw, the wet himself.
Throw Lonzo a bone here. Bring Mandy Rose on from WWE.
See,
it'll be fun.
See, now we're seeing the difference between you and I, and that's fine. I'm a team player. I'm a yes sir kind of guy, and we've established you don't like the yes sir thing.
No.
So you're rail against the machine, down with the man type thing. Yep. So we'll see how long you last.
We certainly will. So ESPN has out a pretty cool article that has bold NFL predictions for all 32 teams, right? Bold NFL predictions for all 32 teams. And this I find very, very interesting. So here's what they say for the Panthers and the Falcons, right? The two most popular teams in our area. The bold prediction for the Carolina Panthers is Matt Khalil, left tackle Matt Khalil, will be released. And it says, with a post-June 1st designation, the Panthers will clear just shy of $7.3 million from the salary cap for a player who missed all of last season with a knee injury and was just average in 2017. The Panthers have many needs they could fill using that cap space. They also have the option of moving right tackle Taylor Moten to the left side and re-signing free agent Darrell Williams, who was the starting right tackle in 2017 before injuries ended his 2018 season. Khalil's five-year $55.5 million deal was a mistake from the beginning. For the Atlanta Falcons, the bold prediction is the Falcons will make Julio Jones the league's highest paid wide receiver at $20 million a year. And it says GM Thomas Dimitroff already said Jones's contract would be addressed with 2 years and $26 million remaining. Isn't it amazing how they do that? He's got $26 million and 2 years left on his contract. And just so they can stay in the good graces of their star receiver, they're going to go ahead and renegotiate right now. Jones's current average of $14.25 million ranks 11th among receivers, with Odell Beckham Jr. topping the list at $18 million per year. So the bold prediction, Carolina is going to get rid of Matt Khalil. Julio Jones will be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, despite the fact that he's not the best wide receiver in the NFL. You know who that goes to? DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans. 119 receptions for the Houston Texans this year. Zero drops. That's like a record or something. That's absolutely incredible. Clemson's own DeAndre Hopkins. And isn't it something that he kind of slid under the radar? Sammy Watkins was the guy that everyone, including myself, was fawning over when he came out of college. And DeAndre Hopkins is, to me, just steady Eddie. The best part about DeAndre Hopkins is that you don't have any of the prima donna drama that you have with so many of these other cats. Odell Beckham Jr., Antonio Brown. You don't have any of that. The guy just goes to work. He makes plays. He makes catches. And if you lived in Houston as I did, you know that every once in a while he'll tweet publicly that he's going to be working out in a public location, and he invites fans to come out and run hills with him, invites fans to come out and join him in the park in Houston for a workout. And it's just,
I'm not being
it's
mean
awesome.
When I ask this. Did you ever go out and run hills?
No, never did.
Okay, I'm just curious. Did you ever go out and watch other people? I mean, because
if I went out there, I was going to go do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But he sent it at a time where I was like teaching at school, and I would see it on Twitter, right? And I couldn't do it.
I just think that would be very cool to just go out there and not tell them who you are or anything, and just go up and down the hills and see the reaction of other people. But that is an awesome thing. And I agree with you. He is a very good receiver. He doesn't drop many balls, and he doesn't do a lot of talking, which is kind of goes against the grain of a lot of the other guys.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. So now it is time for my five bold predictions on the NFL, okay, for the upcoming season, okay? So ESPN has one for every team. I'm just giving you kind of five general bold predictions. Number one, the Patriots will not make another Super Bowl under the current regime, okay? Yes, I look like an idiot because I said the dynasty was done. I truly feel, though, that with the loss of Gronkowski, and I feel like he's going to retire, that they don't have another Super Bowl in them. At some point, the age for Brady has to show. The age for LeBron, in my opinion, is starting to show this year. I don't believe the Patriots will make another Super Bowl with Brady and Belichick, period. Bold prediction number two for me. Deshaun Watson will quarterback the Texans to the Super Bowl sometime in the next three seasons. Now, ESPN has predicted Houston will make the Super Bowl next year. I'm not so sure. I wouldn't put it out of their grasp, but they have so many huge holes that they have to fill. The offensive line has been graded the worst offensive line in the entire NFL by Pro Football Focus. They lost A.J. Boye a couple years ago to the Jacksonville Jaguars, one of the best cornerbacks in the league. They could have franchised him. It was a huge mistake not to do so. Now their best cornerback is 87-year-old Jonathan Joseph from South Carolina, right? That's a problem. They need to address it. I think they may have too many holes to address to get there next year. But with Deshaun Watson and his maturation, the Texans will be there sometime in the next 3 years. You can book that. Bold prediction number three. Kyler Murray will be the first quarterback selected in the NFL draft in 2019. I know. Dwayne Haskins right now from Ohio State has all the buzz. His throws are incredible. He's got the pedigree, played in the spread offense, which is not completely the NFL system. But he's the guy that's number one on everybody's boards right now. Here's the problem. When you see Kyler Murray, you fall in love with Kyler Murray. You see the magic that is in that guy's small body and in his arm. You see his speed. You see his cannon. You see the fact that he makes plays when no play presents itself as being readily available. And my belief is that sometime between now and the draft, with Dwayne Haskins projected to go either sixth to the Giants, seventh to the Jaguars, that somebody will trade ahead of both of those teams to get Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray will be selected will be the first quarterback selected, and rightfully so, in the 2019 NFL draft. It is time that we put to bed this ridiculous notion that short quarterbacks can't play. I hope Kyler Murray chooses football firmly. I hope that he puts baseball behind him, and I really, really hope that we get to see him as a starting quarterback in the NFL, because I think it will be fantastic. Bold prediction number four for the 2019 NFL season. The New Orleans Saints will be your 2019 Super Bowl champion. They will be your Super Bowl champion in 2019. They have been screwed over, as you well know, as is well documented. When you are screwed over, you have a chip on your shoulder. When you have a chip on your shoulder, you take it out on your opponents. When you take it out on your opponents, they don't like you. When your opponents don't like you, it'll all work out in the end, because the Saints are going to win the NFC next year and find their way into the Super Bowl. I think I just dropped like a DirecTV commercial or something, right? They're going to find their way into the Super Bowl next year, and I think they're going to enter the season as the best team in the entire NFL. The Chiefs don't have the defense yet. The Rams shouldn't have beat the Saints to begin with. The Patriots are old. Those are your final four. Those are your Fab Four teams in the NFL. I think Drew Brees still has enough left in the tank to make it happen. And then finally, bold prediction number five in terms of the NFL. The Houston Texans will land either Kareem Hunt or Le'Veon Bell to be their starting running back. And look, Kareem Hunt, you know, has the domestic violence issue. That is a big question mark, obviously a big concern. It always comes down to, does your talent give your team more than the headache that your problems provide them? Is signing Kareem Hunt a PR nightmare, a PR headache? Yes, but you know somebody's going to do it, and you know he's got otherworldly ability, and the fact that what he did was caught on tape, I think, makes it harder for him to get a job than it does Tyreek Hill, who choked a pregnant girlfriend and punched a pregnant girlfriend in the belly. Right? That is confirmed. Tyreek Hill pled guilty to that. But because we don't have a video of that, What Kareem Hunt did is worse in our eyes. Kareem Hunt will get a chance. Look, Le'Veon Bell isn't a saint either. Who sits out an entire season and walks away from $14 million just to stick it to your team? Horrible move by Le'Veon Bell there. But when healthy, two of the top five running backs in the entire NFL, and the Houston Texans will be getting one of those two. My big, bold prediction on a team that many in this area like because of Deshaun Watson and all the Clemson and South Carolina players on the team, the Houston Texans. And finally, a bonus, one bonus bold prediction for you. The Bengals, the Cincinnati Bungles, will finally move on from the face of mediocrity, Andy Dalton. Folks, one of my favorite stats about the NFL, and you guys can look this up, in the last 26 years, 25 of the last 26 years in the NFL, to win the Super Bowl, you had to have one of the following two things. You've had to have a top 10 statistical quarterback the year that you won the Super Bowl, or the number one overall defense. 25 of the last 26 Super Bowl champions had one of those two things, right? For the Bengals to keep trotting out Andy Dalton is to exercise Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Unless they had the number one defense in the league, which they had the worst defense in the league, they're not going to do that. They're not going to be able to be there, right? So finally, I think the new coaching staff, the new regime, does something that should have been done a hell of a long time ago. You wave goodbye to Andy Dalton. Those are my five big, bold NFL predictions for the 2019 NFL season. Coming up next, it's something I've wanted to do for quite some time, and it'll help me get to know you a whole lot better. All right? Your favorites are up next. It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, and it's right here on ESPN Upstate. Do better, that is something I've been wanting to do for a little while, but before that, we have a caller on the line that had perhaps my favorite call of the first 19 episodes that we've done here of Offside since we started on January 14th. If you missed it, yesterday Dabo Swinney had a quote where he feels like, why is everyone still asking me why Alabama failed to show up in the game? Maybe we were just better. Why are we not getting the respect we deserved? And I agreed with him that I didn't see them getting the respect. I had a caller call in and tell me it was one of my worst takes, maybe my worst take, because Clemson is getting all the national respect they deserve. And then Neil called in yesterday and dropped this on all of the Clemson homers.
I called to talk NBA, but Bill got me started, and the NBA is going to have to take a backseat until tomorrow when I call you.
Okay, thank you. Sounds good.
Bill is the prime reason why people from this area either love Clemson or hate their candy asses. He's what I call the Triple H Clemson fans, which is a hard-headed hillbillies that don't listen. It was not you telling him that Clemson is getting no respect. It was you telling him that's what people are saying, including his own damn head coach.
There you go. There you go. The words of Neil. Neil joins us again right now. Neil, good afternoon, my man. Thank you for the wonderful call. You provided great audio to us. Neil, what's going on, bud? You're Offsides.
Appreciate it, Mark. Man, I tell you, I called to talk to NBA again, and you're going to get me started on this Clemson thing, man. And I ain't going to be able to talk NBA. That's messed up.
I love it.
It is true, though. They are hard-headed hillbillies here in the upstate. It's amazing. I remember more than 15 years ago, my brother, Billy, who calls your show now, you've already owned him a couple of times on the air.
There you go.
It's funny because he used to call. He was the one that originally started it about 20 years ago, and he tried to get me to call. I started calling it here and there. And then one time I remember, and I ain't going to say the guy's name, but he's a host on another station probably 16, 17 years ago. He made the brutal mistake as a Clemson fan to call it. His first take on his show that day was about Kobe Bryant, which was really pissed me off. His show was 2 hours long, and I remember I called him. I was the first caller, and he kept me on the air the whole time. And he called my brother later that night and told him, he said, tell Neil to call anytime he wants. We've never had this much response ever since we've been on the air.
Love it, man. So, no, you know, that kind of call is a lightning rod phone call, and I absolutely love it. And your one-liners in there were great. So what did you want to get to on the NBA?
Listen, I heard of Casual Friday, Mark, but I didn't know y'all had smoking marijuana Friday over there at the station, man. I don't know what you're smoking over there, man.
Nothing but the good stuff. Nothing but the good stuff, Neil. Nothing but the best.
Well, I don't know anything about all that. You know what I mean? But you talking about LeBron again, and you're talking about not making the playoffs. I heard you guys talking about the bet. I'm going to take it even one step further than Lonzo did. not only are the Lakers going to make the playoffs this year as the team they have now, they're going to finish in the top six in the West still.
Bet me that they'll win a series. Bet me that they'll win a series.
Not only are they going to win a series, they're going to win two series and be in the Western Conference.
What's on
finals.
The line? What's on the line, Neil? What's on
I'm
the line?
I'm going to come and help host your show, and you pick whatever the hell you want. Now, let me say one other thing, and you can even take this bet. And I'll take this one as far as you want. The Golden State Warriors will not win the NBA championship this year. When things start to unfold, like between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green.
Waiter, I'll have one of what he's having. I'll have one of what he's having, whatever he's having. That is the good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I'll have it. Okay, here's the deal, Neil. Here's the deal. I will give you the scoop. I don't know, being new here, that I'm allowed to have you host with me the entire show, but I'll tell you what I think I can do. You're welcome to join us in studio for a show if you'd like, okay? You can be here in studio
Absolutely.
With us if you'd like to do that. And I'm going to think about what I want. Now, I get all that has to happen for me is either the Warriors win the title or the Lakers fail to make the Western Conference Finals and I win the bet. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. I'll go both ways, yes. Absolutely.
This is the most sure bet that has ever existed in the history of mankind, Neil. I've won. The only thing I need to do, and you said whatever I want, never say that to me. Huge mistake.
Well, I mean, within reason, of course,
yeah,
Mark. Come
yeah,
on now.
I'm gonna think, you know, it's going to be fantastic what I want, okay? You're not going to believe what I want. So I'm going to tell you that, Neil, next week. I'm going to think a little bit about that. What do I want? If you guys had a caller saying you can have whatever you want, what would you ask for? What would you ask for? 1-844-477-3776. You hear Neil backing up now? You hear that?
Well, no, I'm not backing up. I wanted to say one last thing here.
What's up?
This is my thing. There's only two things right now that I would take. I only get paid once a month from all the places that I work. So I would take each check for two things if I could have one of two things happen. Either A, for Nick Saban to either leave Alabama or retire, and for Dabo Swinney to switch and go to Alabama, or B, to watch Draymond Green knock Kevin Durant's head off. One of those two things.
That's your sports wish list, huh?
Bet. Just make sure that it's within reason, and we're going to have some fun with it. Appreciate it, big guy.
I appreciate it. You got it. You are on.
I just have to say, I am looking forward to meeting Neil in studio.
Yeah, good luck. It's never going to happen. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Bear is up next, wants to talk Clemson. Bear, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides. Bear, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Great, man. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, I just think it's comical that someone from the most delusional fan base calls Clemson fans candy asses. That's just hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I love that you're coming at them. I love it.
Yeah,
absolutely
well,
love
first
it.
Of all, first of all, the team has to become relevant before you even should be able to be allowed to discuss football. So it kind of hurt my feelings that you're inviting him to come to the studio. You should let me come.
Excuse me, Bear. He's got to win a bet that he has less than 0% chance of winning. Okay? He made that bet hard for himself. He started with the Lakers to make the playoffs, which is probably a 75% chance. And then he said, not only that, they're going to win two series and the Warriors aren't going to win the finals. That's absurd.
Right.
That's like betting Clemson's not going to win three games next year. I mean, that's as dumb as doing that, you know?
Okay, well, here's a quick bet. I bet you Clemson beats South Carolina worse than Alabama does next year. And I'm being dead serious.
See, here's the thing, Barrett. Who do you think that Neil pulls for?
Oh God! It's not Clemson, I'm sure.
Right. I think you're assuming that he's a Gamecock fan, and he's not. He actually pulls for who Mark pulls for, and that would be the Florida Gators.
Well, Barrett, Clemson can't beat Alabama worse than they beat South Carolina, because South Carolina's beating Clemson next year. We've established that, right?
Well, this will be another phone call another day because. Almost wrecked. I'm driving when I listen to you guys. A couple of things you said that was absolutely absurd. That being one of them, and then the other one saying that they would go 8-4 with that schedule. But finally having an actual tough schedule this coming year, and you think they're going to do better than they did last year. That's just crazy.
I'll tell you what, Bear, I will tell you what, my friend. I'm going to think about this bet that you're posing, okay? Bear is saying right here today at 3:49 in 3 seconds, on Friday, February 8th, 2019, that Clemson will beat Alabama worse than they beat South Carolina. Again.
No, I said Clemson will beat South Carolina worse than Alabama will.
Oh. Well, that's not a big deal. Maybe they will. Why is that a big deal? Clemson's better than Alabama.
Well, people are going crazy that Clemson actually beat Alabama the way we did, so it just falls along the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He's got to be crazy thinking that.
I see where you're going with that, Bear. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so very much. Thank you. All right, coming up next, we do it each and every week here on the show. This is the best piece of audio that I've heard this week. It's the best thing we heard today, and it's next featuring an incredibly inspirational story. My name's Mark Ryan. He's Lonzo Reitzel, and we are Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. We've loved bringing it to you. This is the best thing we heard today. It's really the best thing I've heard all week. Shaquem Griffin. Born with one hand, all sorts of problems to overcome, now in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks. Had a speech at the NFL Awards before the Super Bowl last week, and you know what? Threw the speech away. Just got up there, spoke from the heart. Here is Shaquem Griffin. Made it to the NFL with one hand. Bench pressed the 225-pound bar 20-plus times. Here's Shaquem Griffin.
Nothing comes easy. That's what my dad always said to me and my brother. I am truly humbled and truly honored to be here today amongst so many great people. You know what? I wrote a speech. I don't want to say that speech. I'm honored to be here amongst you guys because I never thought I'd be here. You know, just seeing this, being around you guys, it's amazing. You know, growing up as a child, being told what I couldn't do, you know what I'm saying? It can weigh heavy on your heart. But I have family, I have my brothers, I have those around me to keep my head straight, to keep my hopes high. And now I can truly say I'm blessed and I'm honored to be in front of you. And I want to say thank you to the Seahawks for giving me the opportunity to be here. Thank you to the NFL organization. And the message I want to give today is, for those of you who have dreams, aspirations to be great in life, do not let negativity dictate who you're going to become. Because every day you wake up in the morning and you brush your teeth and you get your face together and you getting ready for your day, there's only one person you're going to see, and that's yourself. I can't be there to tell you that you can't do something right. You have every single right, every single choice to live your life in a positive way. We don't worry about negativity because we're too positive to worry about that. Thank you.
Yes, the words of one Shaquem Griffin, who has overcome so much, who was initially, if you can believe it, not even invited to the NFL Combine, then goes to the Combine, owns the Combine. All he does at the Combine is break the all-time record for the 40-yard dash from a linebacker, and he does so with one hand. It didn't stop him from dominating college offenses at the university at UCF, and now he is playing and being a major contributor with his brother Shaquem Griffin on the Seattle Seahawks. Big thumbs up to Pete Carroll for making that happen, for giving him the opportunity to play with his brother. And you know, like, sports is a really fun game where we root for people, we root against people. I root against Tiger Woods. I think Tiger Woods is sports' greatest villain, and I enjoy rooting against him. You have to root for a guy like Shaquem Griffin because of what he's overcome and how really how great of a player he is. I mean, he's better with one hand than many guys are with two. An incredible story indeed. Guys, as is always the case, thank you so much for making the end of our fourth week, the end of our 19th episode, all of these episodes so very special. It's a blast to be here. It's an honor to be here. We'll be back again for episode number 20 coming up on Monday. For Lonzo Reitzel, I'm Mark Ryan. Thanks so much for listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.